Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right. On audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson out today. Back after a trip out west. And glad to be back. Not glad to be talking about a struggling Tiger team. So look, there's a few things about this. They're currently in a great spot, okay? Let's not forget that. Currently in a great spot. They got one of the best records in baseball. We have a long stretch of them playing well. It's more reflective of them most likely being an authentically good team. And it's not just this year, obviously. It dates back to August and September and into October of last year, right? And that's, you know, that's what this is. This is a long stretch. There's more evidence that they're really good, and they might not be as good as the record indicated before. More evidence of that than them being really bad. Recent results, they've looked dreadful. And the thing about it is, if you compartmentalize each facet of the team, they have failed. Their starting pitching has failed. Their bullpen has failed. And the offense has been pathetic. And it's not what we've become accustomed to with seeing this team. What's probably more rattling in Detroit than it is in a lot of places is that was playing well, teams that were playing well, is there's not a long track record of a lot of guys playing at the level they played at. You know, I mean, guys like Zach McKinstry and some of the bullpen arms and you know, Dylan Dingler and, you know, examples of guys who don't have years of playing well. They've been, you know, good, very good. But it's a lot easier to look at something as just a slump when you have established star players, right? Established players that have given you years of great play, not guys who've given you a year or half a year or a few months of great play. So it's easier to have faith in those teams that have long track records than this team. And I'm kind of stating the obvious here. So I understand if people have major concerns. I mean, your own feelings are valid. They're always valid. They're yours. They're based upon your experience. Now, sometimes those feelings towards a team or the conclusions you're drawing are reflective of how much you follow a sport and how much you watch what other teams are doing. Because you can easily do this and find a time. Like right now, who has the best record in baseball? Milwaukee Brewers do. The Brewers this year have endured an 0-4 start and a 2-7 stretch. Houston, second best record in baseball. Saturday, and this past Saturday, as recently as this Saturday, they ended a stretch where they lost 7 of 8. Toronto is the third best record in baseball currently. They've lost 8 of 9. At a point this year. And it's the Tigers' turn to go through it. There was a reason why we kept citing about how incredible it was that the longest stretch of poor play they had was three-game losing streaks through the first half of the season. The pain that we endured was minimal compared to everybody else. The undermining of confidence, the erosion of confidence in our team, it wasn't really there because it's extended losing streaks and extended stretches of poor play that can erode away the confidence. We had almost none of that through the first half of the season. Three games. 3-game losing streaks was the max we had to deal with. So that made it very easy to just kind of go through the first half of the season with, I mean, almost no worries. It wasn't panic. It wasn't reasons to disbelieve in this group. However, you may recall throughout the first half, I kept saying there's going to come a stretch. Remember this. There's going to come a stretch where we will be longing for the days that they were playing this well and answering the bell over and over again, because seasons are too long to avoid this. And there's too many variables in the sport of baseball. I mean, the best teams of all time still lose 60 plus games during a regular season, still are winning usually at most 2 out of every 3. So it's not like football where you can go 15-2 or basketball where you can win 3/4 of your games. In baseball, you have to endure a lot more losses than in the other sports, even if you are one of the best teams, because of sort of the random nature of the game. But as I mentioned, I think everybody's feelings are valid. And what I guess I want to know is, in this stretch of losing 9 of 10, how are you processing what is going on? I mean, how do you see this? Do you see this as your feelings are unchanged, you're not concerned, would be one end of the spectrum, to this being mortal and a reflection of the beginning of the end at the other end of the spectrum? And there's a lot of stages in between there, right? There's a lot of stages in between there. I mean, this is typical. What's going on now is typical. The best news of all of this is it's happening right before the trade deadline. It's happening right before they can really do something different with their roster. And we've done this year after year after year. When you are good or bad or in between, what you want to be is defined before you get to a trade deadline. We are clearly sellers. We are clearly buyers. We are clearly sellers with parts to sell. We are clearly buyers, and we know what our needs are. Want to be defined as one or the other. When you're in between, it gets very difficult. Hey, we're on the fringe of chasing this, and you have to make a tough decision. This is an easy decision to make. Buy. Now, I get into the question as to what, because it feels like all three aspects of this team, starting, pitching, bullpen help, and more offense, all could be addressed. And that brings us to an unknown. The unknown is Scott Harris. Because we've seen Scott Harris make some quality free agent moves, like in the offseason, go sign somebody. Some of them have been very quality, others not so much. But we've seen the net-net of his free agent signings has been very good. We've seen him sign players that felt like they'd be inconsequential, or acquire players that felt like they'd be inconsequential, like Zach McKinstry or Tyler Holton or Chase Lee, which is trade, free agent, trade, waiver claim, and trade. That turned out to be very consequential. And we see him sell reasonably well. Never seen the man buy. Now, he's only been here a few years, but he's never been in this position. And, you know, some GMs are better at it than others. And right now, the unknown is Scott Harris also good at this? Trading away the right prospects, the ones you won't be ruining. Right? You don't want to trade away ones you rue. You don't want to trade. Long-time Detroiters talk forever about giving up a Hall of Fame pitcher who was at single A at the time in John Smoltz for Doyle Alexander. You don't want to trade away the future Hall of Famer. You want to trade away the guy that it isn't going to amount to anything. You hope that somebody calls and asks you about the prospect that you don't have as much faith in.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Because we all go on these rankings, right? I mean, God bless you if you have time to go down and scout and you know what you're looking for at double A, at single A. But we rely on these rankings. Rankings really are just somebody else's opinion. And they probably can't watch as much to really have a true idea as to how good or bad a player is. Other teams can. Other teams are job scouts that are following around West Michigan and Erie right now where they see every game. And they're trained in making those decisions. So when the Tigers last year traded Jack Flaherty for what didn't feel like market value, it felt like two prospects are like, huh? One of them helped them win a division. Well, not win a division. One of them helped them qualify for the postseason last year, Trey Sweeney. And the other one is one of the best prospects in the Tigers organization, and Tyron Lorenzo. At the time, it didn't feel like that was a good return, did it? But the Tigers were there scouting. They got somebody's like number 7 and number 12 prospect. And we're like, that's all they got. The guy was pretty good. But you wanna sell the right prospects and you wanna acquire the right guys and make you help you win. You don't want the next Aubrey Huff and Chris Washburn. Right? You want the next Rasheed Wallace. Do cross-pollinate sports. 248-539-9797. All right, so how are you processing what's going on right now from both ends of the spectrum, right? To this is mortal in the beginning of the end, all the way up to I'm really not that concerned. This is just baseball. 248-539-9797. We'll talk to the people next. Kang, I want your opinion. Text coming in as well. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.